Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your selling couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March the 5th, 2018.
And this is episode 228.
Don't you love how I always call attention to stuff that you do?
Yeah, I mean, that's your superpower.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like, a lame superpower.
I want to draw attention to everything. Instead of covering for me, like I cover for you when like things get real awkward and I kind of kick in and I say, okay, things are getting awkward for Renee. I'll kick in and be like, I got your back. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you just freeze up on me. Like, what if we're trying to rob a store?
Whoa.
I need to make sure you have
your
my
problem
back.
Is in that first sentence right there.
I'm just saying, I need to make sure you have my back.
Do you know what? If you asked me to rob a store, I would not.
Rightfully so. I would hope you wouldn't.
Okay, so
I would hope that you would talk me out of it instead of freeze up on me and say,
no, I'd be like, I ain't doing that. You can do that if you want. Bye. No, I'm kidding. I would talk you out of it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I would talk you out of it.
You just let me run in there.
Okay, all right. So what couple are we? I totally didn't even know what couple we're
the selling couple.
Selling?
Yeah,
S-E-L-L-I-N-G. Selling? Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, so
it sounded like you said sailing.
Yeah,
like
anyway,
sail away on a
that's
on a
right.
Boat.
Diddy got my back.
I would. He would help you rob a store.
That's right.
Why would you want
that's
that?
That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm wearing my fluffy robe because when you podcast, you should feel comfortable.
Right.
And that should require.
Let's be real. Boom. I am in my A t-shirt.
Comfortable means,
you know,
no
what I'm
bra
saying? If you want me to,
and a fluffy robe.
You think we'll get more viewers if I take my hoodie off?
Maybe.
Nah, I doubt it. Anyway.
But so
what's up, Valentavern? Who
hey
we have
everybody.
With us from the Valentavern? Go ahead.
We have a hype Valentavern this evening. We have Hendo, Udella, Diddy, Muhogan, and Zabi. Is that it? Yay!
You got everybody?
I'm pretty sure I got everybody.
While I try to switch around here.
Yeah. Manatee. See, I was thinking.
Now I got to figure out who this is.
I was like, Manatee M6.
I wonder if this is my homie that I was talking to earlier today at work.
Maybe I just like manatees. So,
yeah, manatee, that can be it too. So tonight, Diddy. So let me tell you guys, Diddy is my boy. Muhogan is my boy. These guys kind of woke me up to scotch and Irish whiskeys and stuff like that. And Diddy was looking for a quiet man 8 year. And I happened to be able to find one for him. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try this quiet man out. Quiet man 8 year. Quiet man. It's a nice Irish whiskey. But tonight I'm just drinking Jim Beam Double Oak. Going a little cheap tonight, but I had some of that earlier.
So you going a little cheap?
No, I'm not going cheap. I mean, it's a daily drink. It's good. I mean, Beam does a great stuff. I mean, their product person is Beth. She's the one that wanted to do the pictures of the girls. Beth Barrows.
Yes, I remember that.
And she is amazing and fun. And I love that the bourbon world is getting more representation of women.
Me too.
I want to see more black people, you know.
Yes.
Of course.
Agreed.
But that's the cool thing there. So the reason that we're selling, before we even get started with that, let me tell you, let me tell you, today, right before the show, your dad called.
Right.
And he was like, Jay, he was trying to fix his iPad, you know, his internet. And he was like, all right, I need you to help me fill out the stuff here. I need to find out what the HTTP proxy is for my Wi-Fi. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, you shouldn't have to go that deep.
Like, Dad, you just have an AT&T Wi-Fi hotspot. You know what I'm saying? What do you mean you need to get an HTTP proxy? What is going on?
What is he doing?
And so he was like, it was doing this up in where he had went.
Right.
And I was like, first off, have you restarted the iPad yet? Oh, no. I hadn't done that yet. So he starts restarting it, and I'm just sitting there getting everything ready here and everything else. And then he was like, I don't know why it was acting like that and everything. So it came back up and everything. He locked in, you know, put his passcode in. He was like, huh, that did it. Just that simple. Yeah.
When in doubt, restart. You can't call for tech support unless you at least try that.
Right. I was getting ready to be like, all right, Dad, go into settings, general, go down to the bottom where it sees reset and reset your network configuration.
Right.
All right, go do all that and everything. And I was just like, come on, let's just restart this thing real quick. So that happened. But let's talk about why we're selling. So how am I?
Selling.
Selling.
You say sailing.
But it's...
It's your accent. It's fine. It's cute.
Well, you say it then.
Sailing couple.
God.
I was like sailing. I was like, why are we freaking sailing?
You guys like my new glass? Isn't that fancy?
I think it's trying to be fancier than it really is. That's what it reminds me of.
No, it's like, I'm enjoying it. So I ordered a couple glasses from the...
Manatees and novelty tees? Surprising.
Manatees. Okay, wait a minute. Let me think about this. Manatees.
No, I think it's Manatee 6, probably.
Huh?
Yes. Like, do you remember that ad for Geico? Manatees and novelty tees?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm getting bougie over from them. That's right.
So we're the selling couple because there is a twice-a-year consignment sale called Kid Stuff. And I have been shopping there for a couple, maybe three.
Girls are three, so we've been shopping there since coming September would be 3 years.
Yeah. No, because we didn't start there till after.
Okay, so 2 years then.
2 years maybe. So I had been wanting to sell for the past year and a half, but you know. Stuff got in the way. Mom got sick, was busy. It came up on me too fast. But this year I was determined. So I registered. And once I registered, there's no going back. And mm-hmm. I have to do it. So, you know, they have a system where you can enter in all the items. I did that. And I pinned all the clothes to the hangers. And it was like...
Let me tell y'all. Renee, this is... The thing that I love, well, it's not the thing, but it's one of the things. It's one of the things that I love about you is that you don't half-ass shit.
I do not.
It's like if Renee is going in and like she's putting all the stuff together for this kid sale, she's going to put the right description for each piece. She she's going to put a price. She's going to have a method about it. And yes. It's just like boom, 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 boom. And it's kind of like not even, it's just watching her do that.
I usually either do it right or don't do it at all. That's right. How I usually, like,
which
like,
is,
like if
which
I can't
good.
Do it right, I'm like, I'm just not even going to
I'm
try.
One of those people, you know, I can do it right, and then I'll half-ass do it, or I'll try to do it and not really want to do it. And then, or I just won't do it. So, I'm the worst.
So I had to register Jay, too. Not because I didn't, like, because you can only do 500 items per person.
See, Manateam 6, exactly. I would have my shit in a box with a sign that says, make an offer.
Well, no, it's not like that. You just price it, you leave it, and they
like,
they sell it for
like,
you kind of thing.
Like, there's this guy, I have his bottle of bourbon that I really don't like. So I shared it with everyone, so I have, like, half of it left.
Right.
And it's kind of like, yo, you can buy this bourbon from me. I paid $55 for it. He was like, well, how much you want? I was like, just give me a fucking number. I don't care. You know, he was like, well, you bought it. You don't want to sell it. I'm just like, it's almost the point where I just be like, here, take it.
I mean, it's almost. True. If you're selling it, you should put a price on it.
But I hate doing it. So that's why.
But then don't sell.
But it's going to sit in there. See, you telling me not to sell, no, and I'm trying to get a bottle out.
No.
Uh-huh.
You can get a bottle out. Yeah, so I started working on it like maybe a month and a half before.
Yeah.
You know, you do a little bit at a time because you can't do it all.
Yeah, you started probably the week and a half, week or two after you got back from
San Antonio. Right.
And that was pretty close to how when we started recording. So when we started recording was kind of when you started.
I had to register Jay because you can only have 20 pairs of shoes per person. And I had way more than 20 pairs. I was like, oh no, I'm not dealing. I was like, I'm not going to have to do these shoes next round.
Right.
Because, we sell in about 300 things. Yeah. From like size 12 months on. So,
all I know, I just know what my seller number is. And I looked that up.
That's all you need to
know. Yeah. Yeah.
Jay's job is to help me bring the stuff in to get checked in and to build the crib.
Okay.
There.
Boom. What'd I do?
You built the crib.
And I packed your car and my car. And I thought we were going to need a truck.
You packed the entire car with all the necessary
items. I Tetris that shit.
You did a good job.
I was proud of myself.
So,
because I thought I was going to need a truck.
So I volunteered last night. Because if you volunteer, you get more of a percentage back, right? So each shift is 4 hours. I was like, well, I don't want to sign up during the sale because it's too crazy. I'm just going to sign up for the pre stuff.
Right.
You know, and so I was like, I was wanting a job where I could just like not talk to anybody and do my own thing. So they're like, oh, you could do clothing runner. I said, I have no idea what that is, but sure.
Sounds fun. I run clothes.
Yeah. So I got there and said, oh, we aren't doing clothes runner anymore. That's not the system we're using. You're just going to be a floater. You're going to help people put things up, talk to them, give a nice big smile. I was like, oh, I got to do fake big smiles. But anyway, so the thing is, you bring in your stuff, it's priced, and then you have to you put it where it's supposed to go. So I had to help people. It's mostly toys.
Which we almost messed up on, because when we dropped our stuff off, and they were like, I was like, okay, do we just leave it here?
Yeah, I thought we just had to leave it there.
And then I was kind of like, then I asked them, I was like, we need to put these up, right? They was like, yeah. I was like, Renee, we got to put this stuff up.
But we did it pretty quick.
We did.
But when I mean they sell everything, they sell everything. They sell used panties and underwear. Kid you not. Yes, it's been washed. Yes, it's for little kids. But used. Gross. But it's cool, though. They sell a lot of other stuff that's really expensive that baby carriers, diaper bags, just anything you could possibly want.
Yeah.
If you're fine with doing secondhand, which I totally am, it is good.
So Renee and I are talking about the used underwear. And I was like, well, they're kids. You know what I'm saying? So it can't really be that bad. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who is a good person would not try to sell stained underwear.
Right. So it's kind of like just kids. It's kind of like when you get into school, that's when you kind of be like, I don't know, maybe.
They had 6-year-old type underwear in there too.
Now that right there, no, because that's when they're at school and they half ass wiping their ass at school. At least I did. I'm just gonna admit that. Yeah. I know I did.
Yeah.
At school, I half-ass wiped my ass in elementary school.
So anybody who really knows me knows that I love to organize and to put things up. So talking to people, not so good. Putting things where they're supposed to go, love.
Yeah.
So I liked that part of it. So I would just jump in and help people, and they were like, you can help me if you want to. I was like, well, it's kind of my job. So by the end of that 4 hours, I was hurting. My lower back was aching.
Right.
So I was talking to Jay as I was leaving, and I was like, oh my God, it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
So, and then I got in the car. I went home. I stepped foot out of that car. It's like a sharp pain.
Yeah.
Went through my lower back. I was like, ah, ah, ah. Like, I wasn't expecting it because it ached at the place.
Right, right.
You know, just, so, you should have seen me outside. It took me forever to get to the front door.
Girl.
I was, like, limping. And
oh, I saw you walking in the house. I mean, you stood right at the entrance for a long time.
Yeah.
I kind of chuckled a little bit because.
You chuckled at me.
I did because I was like, well, at Westport. You know what I'm saying? When I work at Westport, I mean. That can be anywhere from 4 to 8 hours. And, you know, I'm on my feet the whole time, walking the store, lifting boxes, shoveling bottles. I mean, like the time where I thought I was going to have to get braces for my wrist.
Right.
Because I was handling all the bottles all the time. I thought I was going to get old man disease, like carpal tunnel or something.
So, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'll admit, I half-assed said I'll fix your food.
Yes, you did.
Because
no,
I was
no,
like,
the thing is, though, you asked if you could do anything for me.
I did.
Otherwise, I would not have been asked you.
I know, because it's like, see, that lets me know when I do call, and if I want you to put something in the thing, you won't even ask if hey, babe, you want me to put something in the air fryer for you so it'll be ready when you get here?
Yeah,
I have to ask that. So that just tells me you don't want to do it. So,
no, I don't even think about it.
Oh, God.
I don't think about it.
Why?
Because I feel like, and plus, I feel like if you wanted it, you would ask.
So what if I hadn't asked anything?
I would have made my own food and not even.
You wouldn't have been like, hey,
no,
babe.
Definitely not. I wouldn't even like.
I could tell you were in pain.
My mind wouldn't have even gone there like that.
So you don't even think man, Jay been. Nope. Jay worked at his first job and then he went to his second job. Maybe he's tired. Maybe I should ask him.
But I don't know. Sometimes you may want to stop and get something to eat. I don't know.
I only stop because if I don't feel like fixing it when I get home.
Well, guess what? From now on, I'll put you something in. All right. Now, if you come home and it's not what you want.
What you ask? That's all you gotta do is ask.
That's talking. That's
a lot of. Renee's like, oh man, I have to pause Jane the Virgin. I have to pause my Netflix show.
No,
that's what it is. That's what.
But really,
it's not that you don't think about
anyway,
it.
Anyway,
it's that you're into your Netflix show.
If we don't start this, we're never gonna get done. All right.
What are you talking about? Oh no, you want to change the subject now?
I mean, we've already. Establish that I am inconsiderate. We've already established.
I'm not inconsiderate. I'm not going that far. I'm not going that far. I refuse to say you're inconsiderate. I refuse.
Okay.
Do you not think about asking some things? Sure.
Definitely.
But does that make you inconsiderate? No.
Yes. Yes.
So what do you guys think, Valentine? Should I say that Renee's inconsiderate? I mean, she's like wanting me to say she's inconsiderate. Do I call
Tell
her
the
that?
Truth. Call me out.
Do
call
I call her out?
Me
I mean, I just
out.
Think she doesn't think about it. I mean, she just doesn't think about it, and that's what it is. And then also, sometimes the reason I don't ask is that I know that I'm bothering you. Because I don't want you to have to stop watching the Netflix show. Because I know, because I've asked you before, and you're just like, the way you kind of answer it, or the pause is kind of like, oh, I gotta get
up. Yes, but I get up. There's some people who would flat out refuse to do it. So.
Right. Right. So, I mean.
Well, Manna, to be fair, I'm not fixing food when he's on his way home. I'm just on the couch, chilling, watching my Netflix.
Watching her Netflix and playing her idle games. On her iPad and 3 iPhones.
He knows where this cereal is. I like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, anyway.
See, I'm a move. You've always been that way. And that is a quirk that I hate and love about you.
Because I do my own thing.
Yeah, I mean.
But I don't think about other people.
But then I don't like. It would irritate me if you dawdled over me all the time. You know what I'm saying? That
was right.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Whatever.
Jesus Christ.
You
I'm like. Because you remember how you used to.
Did you ask
me how. What do I want to eat while we're eating? You would ask me what I want two meals later when we're eating breakfast.
Yes.
I'm just like,
I would like we're eating breakfast and I would ask because I wanted to make sure I had everything I needed.
Right.
For,
I'm just like,
and
damn,
now
can I eat this toast?
And now I just fix you whatever I want to make.
You
I'm
do.
Just like,
and then sometimes it's like, babe, you ain't got to do that.
And I'm like, all right.
You ain't got to do that. We got stuff in there. We got a can of soup in there. I'll eat some can. Are the kids okay? Yeah. Okay. I'll eat a can of soup or I'll eat some cheese and crackers. All I'll drink a protein shake.
We are one of, man, we are just two peas in a pod. I eat peanut butter sometimes for dinner. You eat.
I mean, it's not even about her making dinner for me. It's just more like, If it's been a long day, it's like when I get home, it's just like, ugh, I got to go to the back. Because here's how it is when I get home. As soon as I get home, my shoes go off. Right. I go straight to the back.
Right.
And I get in comfortable clothes no matter what. I'm getting out of my pants. I'm putting on some shorts or some tank top or something. And then I'm like, oh, I got to walk back up here and I got to wait 3 minutes for this food to heat up. Oh, God, this is so horrible. I just, you know what I'm saying? I just want to sit down.
But last night was the first time that my body told me loudly, you are old and your body is failing you. I mean, I was a server. For goodness sake. If I was a freaking server, I would walk for 8 hours.
It's like, hey, you've been working coding for 10 years now. You know all that stamina you had built? Guess what?
I was like, okay, 4 hours. I used to serve.
Right.
That don't even matter no more. That part, done. But anyway, so.
So, next up.
I was trying to finish the kids stuff sale, but you kept going back to the thing. Us talking about making.
So you getting ready to take a drink and you telling me to hold up. And I'm getting ready to change the subject.
Okay. So I'm not gonna change the subject just yet. So the pre-sale's tomorrow. So Jay and I, because we volunteer, we get to go earlier. So Jay and I have a checklist so I don't overbuy, because I will overbuy. Ooh, $2. Ooh, $1.50. Ooh, look at these pants for like, and I'll just end up buying like $800
stuff. So there's a method to this madness when you go shopping there. The method is grab everything that you're interested in, go to a corner, sort it, then kick out. Immediately look at it. You like this? Yes. You like that? No. You like this? Yeah. Like
because
that.
On
no,
second
I don't
glance,
know.
You might not like it.
Yeah.
And they have a Hot Wheels section. So
yeah, they have a Hot Wheels section. So Renee told me last night they have a Hot Wheels section. So I'm going to go over there and see what's over there. And I'm going to buy something. And then Cole already told me what he wanted for the G.I. Joe stuff. So.
And let me tell you, some people, the tags had no description. They would say what item it was, like what category and the price. And that's it. And some of them were the wrong category. Little ratty little stuffed animal saying DVD. Like, this is not a DVD. And people were trying to sell the rattiest stuff for like $2.50. It's like dolls with their hair cut off and they're dirty. And I'm like, ew. Supposed to be clean stuff only. There was something like random stuff. Like I saw a headless baby doll. I kid
how much
you
was
not.
It?
I don't remember. I just saw it as I was passing by.
I hope it was a dollar. I hope it was a dollar. Please be a dollar.
Why would you pay a dollar for
it? I'm just saying. I would buy it. I'm just saying. I would hope that someone had it for a dollar.
Anyway,
that would be awesome.
So I have to not be like, ooh, they would like that. They would like that because they have lots and lots and lots of toys. So the kids stuff sale, we'll tell you next week how it went.
Yeah, definitely. We're actually, the girls are going to be going to a new preschool in a couple of weeks. So actually excited about it. It's actually around the corner from us and they got a lot of accreditations, but they do a lot of stuff with, pre-K. So, we weren't unhappy with, their current preschool that they were at or anything. Sometimes we was kind of like, what would they have for lunch?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's kind of like,
we don't know.
It'd be nice. I think that may be one of the things that I may tell her is that it'd be kind of nice to kind of know, you know, what they have for lunch and breakfast and stuff like that. Because you know, that's just one thing. I wonder about that. I mean, heck, I mean, you know, did they get enough protein?
Yeah.
You know, because when you ask them, it's like, oh, we had graham crackers and raisins and water.
Yeah, that's what they tell us. And I'm like,
I know that's what y'all had for lunch, but that's what they had for snack. You know, it's usually the last thing that they had is what they tell you they had because, you know, they're kids. So we're really excited about the preschool and everything else. It was really funny because we got a referral from someone that I happen to work with, and sometimes he can be a little overzealous.
Oh my God, this is hilarious.
With the referral. It's kind of like, all right, dude, back off. You know, you selling it too much. And, you know, if you kind of oversell stuff, it's kind of like, let me back up for a minute. You're creeping me out with, this is like a cult thing going on. They're going like, you know, pricking my baby's fingers to get toddler and little kid blood to give to the gods or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
You know, what the hell's going on? You know, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, you know. But the one thing that we're kind of going to miss a little bit, and Renee and I were kind of talking about that, mm-hmm. is when we went and we saw their class had, I'm trying to remember if there was even a little black kid
in
there.
Nope.
So right now they go to a school. Well, but you know what? I keep saying this, but for me, I like my kids to be around diversity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And diversity means, you know, be around white people, be around Hispanics, be around Asian, be around everyone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this particular place where they're going is heavily white.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and it's kind of like...
Which, so, I mean, I went to heavily white things all the time.
I did too. I did too.
When I was growing up, so.
And it kind of, you know, kind of takes me into, what was that? Tell Them We Rise? The HBCU documentary?
I think it's called Tell Them We Rise.
Tell Them We Rise. And that kind of kicks me into that, on that. I mean, that was a documentary that was done on Independent Lens. It was done very well.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a HBCU, and it was funny hearing a story from one of the ladies that was there that went to Spelman, and she said the reason she went to a HBCU was because she was that black kid in her class,
mm-hmm.
where she was the only black kid. She only had like one or two black teachers growing up.
Right.
And it's kind of like one of those things of trying to find yourself. And that's kind of what I went through at North Surrey. When I went to school there, it was kind of like I felt that I needed to go to an HBCU to understand myself as a black person.
Right.
Because go to a place where I didn't feel, because, and this is going to be funny, because of the color of my skin, I was prejudiced against. Yet, going to an HBCU is when I learned about colorism, where because I was light-skinned,
right.
You know, darker people looked at me differently. You know, it was kind of, I faced that. So it was a new form of racism. I mean, it's just called colorism. You know, darker skin versus light skin and the African-American race and stuff like that. So, but it was a learning experience for myself. I learned a lot about myself there. It was good. And that's what I absolutely loved about going to HBCU. You know, and I look at my older kids and, you know, how one would struggle a little bit with going, like one of the schools they were going to at one point had a lot of black people there, and one of the kids was really struggling. They weren't used to being around a lot of black people, and he struggled a little bit, you know. But now, you know, school's been switched and he's around what he usually was raised around, which was being around a little bit more white people,
mm-hmm.
and everything else. And you know, he's thriving there, so which is fine. So yeah, I mean, if you get a chance, go out and check out Tell Them We Rise.
Definitely.
Independent Lens. There was one part that was really hard to watch when they were talking about, you know, segregation and the kind of stuff that went down in Greensboro. And, you know, it was kind of rough watching some of that where, you know, where they're trying to do desegregation and stuff. So
I
looked over and I noticed that Renee had to kind of look away, you know.
Yeah, and it was hard.
And then I kind of had to calm that flame inside of me, that
flame
Killmonger,
roots.
That Eric Killmonger flame.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I feel a certain amount of guilt for not going to HBCU.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, of course I shouldn't, but it's like, I don't know.
Right.
But I wonder how I would have turned out if I had. Probably different. Maybe. Right. But, that's a very interesting documentary. Definitely.
Yeah. And for those that have seen Black Panther and looking for some reviews and stuff like that, go and check out Black Astronauts' website. Feek wrote a couple of blogs out there that's pretty doggone deep about some of the things from the movie.
Right.
Where it talks about, you know, how, you know, you can't even say that Killmonger was a villain.
Yeah.
You know, but the way he was trying to go about it. And it also showed the fear that Africans have with African Americans is that African Americans have been colonized, where, like with Eric, when Killmonger, when he went, can we talk about this now?
No. It's too soon.
Oh, it's too soon?
You can't spoil. Okay. Sorry. I mean, you could say spoiler, skip ahead or something, but...
Well, basically, how African-Americans, when we're like, let's go back to Africa. You know what I'm saying? We get back to Africa, and we're going to try to take over. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're going to show them how to do stuff. Right. We don't come in and have a few seats. We should come in and have a seat because...
Very much so.
We don't know. They've been going about this thing forever. You just don't come up in somebody's house like, oh, this is how you do this to you. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway.
So, yeah.
Them stop. So, sorry, Hando. That's all I'm going to say. All right. So,
talk about the cross race.
Okay. So there was I was having a conversation with a friend. And with friends, I kind of joke around. You know what I'm saying? The ones that are close to me, I joke about race and stuff like that. And it's more like, I just feel comfortable to joke. And something had came up, and we were talking about the guy from Ballers.
The Rock?
Not The Rock. Who's the Houston Rocket player?
Oh.
That everybody knows. James Harden. Okay, so James Harden. All right, so if you take James Harden, he's the point guard for the Houston Rockets, okay? Mm-hmm. And then there's the guy that plays Ballers cast. And then there is Jonathan David Washington, okay? Right. He plays Ricky, okay?
Ricky, that's his name.
Yeah, so there's Ricky... And then there's James Harden. And my friend said that they looked alike. Okay? So, we have Jonathan David Washington. You know, I'm going to show these to you, Renee. I mean, I showed you it before, right?
Yeah, you already showed me this.
So, to me, saying they look alike, I was like, they look nothing alike.
They do not. Except, they both have a beard. That's
they both have
it.
A beard, and they're both black, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Both
and black, even the beard on Jonathan David Washington is more like a trimmed down goatee. It's not even, like, you know, James Harden's full beard. And my friend got defensive and was like, "You're not gonna make me feel guilty," you know, because I was like, "Yo, if you're saying." They look alike. I'm going to say you and Ryan Anderson look alike, who is like the power forward from the Houston Rockets. I mean, that's like me saying you and Ryan Anderson look alike.
Right.
You know, and so this guy thought I was trying to guilt him for, you know, saying all black people look alike.
Yeah, it's like, do you have a conscience or something? It's because...
And it's kind of like, it was like, don't want it to get personal. I was like, there's nothing personal about it. And it's kind of like, it was just kind of weird, you know? And I agree with, so Udella said, David Letterman and James Harden. I mean,
don't even get me started with that freaking beard.
Well, David Letterman does have a pretty damn badass James Harden beard. Yeah. That's fully white
and
stuff.
It was nuts.
Yeah. So the reason this, you know, I was kind of talking about it was that, I mean, I remember reading this a while back. Okay, there's something that's called the cross race effect. Okay, so Google it. Google it. There's a thing called cross race effect where it's a study. It has demonstrated two types of processing for recognition of faces: featural and holistic. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's found that holistic processing, which occurs beyond individuals' part of the face, is more commonly used in same race situations. But there is an experience effect, which means that as a person gains more experience with those of a particular race, he or she will begin to use more holistic processing. Featural processing is much more commonly used with an unfamiliar stimulus or face. Okay?
Right.
So based on what this is saying, okay?
Right.
You don't hang around a lot of black people,
mm-hmm.
They're all going to look alike. Okay? If I don't hang around a lot of white people, they're all going to look alike.
Yeah.
Look, I even said, to me, and this is not me being racist, I think a lot of Indian guys favor each other.
Okay?
Because I don't hang around a lot of Indian guys. Now, because you remember my buddy that's my friend, I say he looks like Homeboy from Parks and Rec.
Yes.
And you was like, Jay? No, he does not.
He did not.
And I've been hanging around him more and more, and he doesn't. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't about race, me being racist or anything. It was just that I hadn't hung around any guys that were Indian. And it's kind of like, so I kind of put it in the bag, and it was kind of like, it just happened.
And we were talking this, like, yeah, we hang around a lot of white people, so, but in general, young white people tend to look alike to me, like college age. They kind of blend in because I don't hang out with college age, you know? So it's funny how even age can make a difference.
Yeah.
In that too.
Yeah.
But, that was pretty interesting. So it's, but just to say you all look alike. Now that's racist. No, obviously they don't all look alike.
Right.
But they all look alike.
And
to
that's
you.
Not what he was saying or
right.
I was saying.
I'm just saying
and,
that,
you know,
other people say that,
but it was kind of like, and I was just like, dude, I wasn't trying to come at you like that. I just said, you know, I linked the article, and I was like, he was like, everything's about race now. I'm just tired of not want to be part of it. You know, I'm just like, all right, cool. I mean, I must. I want to be like, must be nice to be a white guy.
Yeah.
that's what I wanted to say, but that was. Petty J.
Speaking of race, since we're on this, I got to bring this up. Did you hear about the white nationalist teacher that has been teaching in Georgia for 2 years?
Okay. Did you teach African American studies?
No, she's not.
See that? There's the sexism in me.
Yeah.
And I said he. So it's a she.
It's a she.
All right now.
She's been hiding it because when that administrators come to her classroom, she changes what she's talking about. She has a podcast where she talks about like crazy racist stuff.
Okay.
You can just you know, do a basic search in the news and find it. But
okay,
yeah.
You got. Do you have this link?
No, because I happen to read it. Hold on.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, maybe folks in the chat room want to read it.
White nationalist teacher. Hold on. I will get you an amazing here. Washington Post. Boom. A middle school teacher.
If it's Washington Post, they're gonna
double
be
life.
Well, don't send it to me in G chat.
I'm putting it in the freaking chat right now.
Right,
there.
Right.
There you
so
go.
So this won't be one of those sites says, oh, you have an ad blocker.
No. Because okay. I have ad blocker up.
Huh. Diana. Hi, Diana.
She's accused of having. You know, they can't really say it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her. Yeah.
Huh.
So, for 2 years. 2 years.
Hey, I mean, you don't dig into people's life. Like, she has a really nice smile.
Yeah, well.
Oh, gosh. But where was she teaching at? So, she was teaching
I thought it was Georgia, but hold on.
Sorry to make sure the novice.
It was Florida.
Oh, okay.
Not Georgia.
Oh, okay, man.
Georgia was where something else happened.
Man.
Sorry.
Anyway. So, also one thing that I learned this week is that, Renee, you see this right here on my face?
I love that right there on
this
your
right
face.
Here, this little mustache with the line going down the side, face. And then the hair on my chin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this is a telltale sign that I'm a douche times two?
It's crazy.
Did you know that?
No.
Did you know that people with goatees are typically douches?
Nope. Didn't know.
Yeah.
I guess I know now, though, huh?
Yeah. So, it was another conversation that was had, and it was kind of like that what's the word I'm looking for? There are people that think people with goatees are douches. Well, I guess, you know, it's kind of like people that have the Hitler haircut, you think they're neo-Nazi
right.
nationalists too. So,
but I've never heard that before.
Yeah. So, like,
I mean, freaking Shamar Moore has a goatee.
Douche.
I mean, tons of freaking Idris Elba had a goatee.
Because someone's like, I've yet to meet someone with a goatee that isn't ever so slightly a D-bag.
Oh my God!
I've come to the conclusion that only douches. Choose to style themselves in this way.
That's ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And it's kind of funny. But I'm telling you, man. And then, like, if you search goatee and douchebags, it says the case against goatees. There's a case against goatees.
Oh my gosh! Babe. A case against goatees. Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
So there are only a few.
I like your goatee.
There are only. Okay, here we go. There are only a few types of people who should be wearing a goatee.
Okay.
One, badasses with shaved heads.
Okay.
Okay. Magicians. Okay. Oh. All right, here you go, Clark. Flabby middle-aged white guys with weak chins.
What the? That's ridiculous. So, ladies, let me ask you, do you prefer a certain style of facial hair on your man? And if you do, or fellas, do you like a certain type of facial hair on your man? Do you implore them to keep that? Because I have told Jay that I really love his goatee. I have seen him with a baby face. And it was jarring. But I told him if he's tired of the goatee and if he wants to do his baby face, I'd be okay with it. I would get used to it.
So
I think your goatee is sexy.
So here's the thing. Now, I have a goatee because I'm trying to. So if I shave it, right, you're going to see my chin, right? So everybody watching the video, you see my chin here, right? So if I shave it, you're going to notice this stuff right here. A little bit more, so it kind of shades it. So the goatee right here kind of, and I never, to be honest, I never really, and Clark, don't, I'm sorry I said you're flabby. You're not flabby, dude. You're fine. The darkness right here, the darkness right here shades it in. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it makes it look like I don't have a freaking double chin thing going on a little bit.
Yeah, not,
I mean,
as much.
Not as, yeah, exactly. Not as much. It kind of defines my chin, you know, by having this darker spot here. It's kind of like, hey, look at my chin. Don't look at all this right here.
Oh, my God. And you turn instant baby face. I mean, like,
I do.
You turn instantly like 12 years old.
I do. And I don't like it. I don't like it. Now, even, I could even, like, I mean, I trimmed, you see how much I trimmed it down?
Mm-hmm.
Just even trimmed down, you know, even looks,
makes
you know.
Makes you look younger for sure.
It's just, I don't know, man. It's just, I just don't understand. It just blew my mind. It just blew my mind. I was like, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I wore my Duke hat yesterday to bring on the douchiness and everything else. So, but yeah. So anyway, man, that was a show.
That was a show.
Huh.
I mean, and it's been about 45 minutes, so.
Look at you keeping track of time.
Well, I guess.
You awesome woman.
I guess.
You. So, what we got going this week? You got a baby shower going on this week.
My sister's baby shower.
Yeah.
So that's happening on Saturday.
Yep. And then I'm taking the girls to a birthday party on Saturday and everything. Renee's birthday.
You are so
week.
Awesome for doing that.
Yeah, I could be lazy and be like, nah, I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
You probably would have, wouldn't you?
No, I would go. I would.
You would go?
I would force myself.
So.
For their sakes.
Anyway, if you guys want to reach us, you can do so. You can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page. What is the Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at YouTube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is the Cowboy.
Yep.
T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is the Ice Flow.
A huge shout out to Teddy. He gave me a call today. Said he's enjoying the show.
Oh, you know, that's nice.
Just thinking about him and the folks over at the Black Astronauts. You guys keep up that work you guys are doing over there with the with all the Black Panther stuff. Oh, I won't talk about it so bad. But Hando, what are you doing? You need to go see it. Anyway, what was I gonna say? I don't know. But we're out of here. You all, Valen Tavern.
Bye, everyone.
You guys have been amazing. And oh, also Renee and I, we've been playing Divinity Original Sin.
Oh,
so,
my gosh,
so we're gonna be streaming that. Thanks to JK for making us a sweet ass overlay that looks like this right here. You see Renee yawning, but yeah, this is what we get right here when we're playing. So I think what I'm gonna do here, I could even own this one. Ooh, Brachiosaurus. Boom. Yeah. Oh.
I miss our pre-kid life sometimes because we used to have so much time to play.
But yeah. So anyway. Yeah, Renee and I have been playing that. We hit JK saw us die for the first time, which is amazing. Renee felt so defeated, was like, damn it, Jay. But we'll probably play some this week. I'm not sure if we're doing it tonight. I mean, tomorrow night or Wednesday night. But we'll be playing again. So just follow Twitter. Follow us on Twitch. Wherever the follow button is.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to watch us play. And it's very casual. You know, Renee's going to be in her bathrobe. I'm going to be in whatever. She's going to have the heater fired up. I'm going to be sweating like a fool. Yeah. So anyway. But come on, check us out when we stream some. We have a good time. You get to see how we go and how Renee gets frustrated with me because I'm always looking everywhere. Don't split up. But anyway, Valen Tavern, you've been amazing. We love you guys. Have a great week. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Selling. selling. How am I supposed to say it? Selling.
No, selling.
Selling.
Selling. There you go.
Selling. I'm going sailing on the ship.
Sailing.
I'm going sailing on the ship. What?
Sailing.
I'm going sailing on the ship.
Sailing.
It's like saying saline. Something
saline. No, saline like and sailing are two different things.
Whatever.
One is saline, one is sailing.
Yep. See, sailing. Whatever.
It's two different things.
I'm going on the boat. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Boops. Buh, 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 buh.